want you to know that we are still here to talk to you about your situation 24 hours a day.
This phone call was made on March 25th of 2020. This is after I lost custody of the boys.
Thank you for reaching out to the National Domestic Violence Hotline. We are so glad you contacted us. We're aware that some local services to survivors have been affected by COVID-19 at this time. We want you to know that we are still here to talk to you about your situation 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We can talk with you about how to stay as safe as possible and connect you with the resources we can. We also encourage you to visit our website where we have an article on safety planning with survivors during COVID-19. We look forward to supporting you in whatever way we can.
Your estimated wait time is 6 minutes and 42 seconds.
Did you know we also offer resources online? Visit thehotline.org to find helpful information and articles. Reaching out to the National Domestic Violence Hotline. We are so glad you contacted us. We're aware that some local services to survivors have been affected by COVID-19 at this time. We want you to know that we are still here to talk to you about your situation 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We can talk with you about how to stay as safe as possible and connect you with the resources we can. We also encourage you to visit our website where we have an article on safety planning with survivors during COVID-19. We look forward to supporting you in whatever way we can.
Your estimated wait time is 6 minutes and 42 seconds. Did you know we also offer resources online? Visit thehotline.org to find helpful information and articles. Thank you for calling the National Domestic Violence Hotline. This is Erin. Are you in a safe place to talk?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I
want
to know that it's anonymous and confidential and 24/7.
Okay.
I usually ask for some optional demographics. Is that okay?
Sure, okay.
Is this the first time you've called us?
No.
Remember how you heard about our hotline?
I researched it.
Okay. And what is your city and state?
I'm sorry?
What is your city and state?
Houston, Texas.
Houston. And what is your age, race, and gender, if you're comfortable sharing?
43, white, female.
Okay. Oh, and we specialize in abuse, specifically between romantic or intimate partners. What brought you to call this time? What kind of abuse has been going on?
Child abuse.
Child abuse?
Right, yes, that is correct.
Okay, well, we deal with abuse between, you know, adults or romantic partners or teens even. I could give you the child abuse hotline. It's not CPS.
Right.
It's the national one.
Right.
It's the national one.
Right. So basically, right. Okay. So basically, I called them. I just want to play something for you really quick. It's serious.
Okay. Was that CPS or child help?
Okay. So basically, I called the National Child Abuse Hotline. And if I could please just have a minute to play something for you. Please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Alec. What did he do?
He tried to kill me.
Okay, I'm sorry. Just because this is outside of our scope, I have to disconnect.
Sorry?
I'm sorry.